Good morning. Anybody else with us this morning?
This is the right, you got the right number, didn't you, Shar?
Yeah, I dialed in before I dialed you.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was so fast. Well, I should have the right number. I answered as though I had the right number, so. I'll give them a couple of minutes. I don't know what the time is, and I'll look at my computer here.
I think the letters are going to love that day.
It's right at 7 a.m., so I'll give them a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll go in. I'm sure the one I sent from my phone, because it was on my phone, because it was my camera. But the other one, it's Orange Kitten.
I didn't see that either. I didn't see any pictures at all. Maybe I just didn't go down. Huh. Odd.
Now, all the Texas was at the top, but let me just try it really quick. Let's see my snap one. So, N. The first one, the second one didn't have any picture. The first one that you got from the bottom one, in other words, but the earlier time is has a full page card across it.
Okay, I'll look.
I'll send it again right now, but if it came back to me, it, unless your thing, I don't know. I don't know what it would be. Let's see, forward again. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Shar.
How are you?
I'm wearing textures, and I just want to...
Okay, it went again, so...
Okay. Hey, I saw a, you know, I was trying to read the doctors that I've been saving, and, gosh, this woman has lost her eyesight. They said they might be able to setting her contacts in water.
Mary Lou has arrived. What did you say, Joanne, doing what?
She's almost blind.
Yeah.
Can I put your contacts in water? And they...
Has arrived.
With contacts, you do not want water on them.
Huh.
Yeah.
So no water on the contacts, in other words? Is that
no, because she had temporarily put them in a water, it's just in plain water because she didn't have her solution ready. And just developed, it was horrible. Horrible. So they said do not ever, ever, ever put them in water.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down, so I've got a couple of daughter-in-laws that use her.
And don't ever, I was also told one time, in an emergency, you can't get your contact in moistened with the saliva in your mouth. Don't do that either. Yeah, it was serious.
Is she losing her vision? I came in on the last part of it again.
Yeah, she lost her vision, and they had there was a doctor on it. They were going to do something. He said that he would do something for her. It was sound like it was major surgery of some sort, but some sort of a bacteria or something in the water that attaches to the contact.
Oh.
And then if there's anything in your eye, any little scratch, it'll get in there. And it's just, that's why they said don't even swim with them or shower. Well, I don't get water in my eye. When I swim, my head's way up like a duck. But, but you know, don't go underwater anywhere where it's going to get in the water. Yeah, never, ever heard that.
No, I
wonder if it's just her type of contacts. I mean, I've never worn contacts, so I don't know.
Has arrived.
Girl, but the new the contacts I just got, I only worn them once. You're supposed to be able to leave them in for several weeks. and not take them out. So I'm going to check next time I go back, but I just thought I would let you know that. I mean, this was not a small thing. It was really, she was in more pain than she could stand. I rushed her to the hospital finally.
Did you see the one on the, was that the same one that was the laser?
I can't hear you. There was static.
Okay, the laser surgery on the eyes, was that on the same program?
I don't know, because I'm trying to watch all these before I leave on vacation, and so I watch one after another, so I'm not sure.
Because that was pretty profound, too, as far as the ramifications of it. He was not in favor of doing that, and part of the reason was it doesn't hold, it doesn't last.
Right.
And there's too great a risk of damage. It's something that's not going to be permanent. And my daughter-in-law, one of my daughter-in-law's had it done.
Yeah, I've had it done too.
I think she's still, you know, doing fine with it. I don't think it's changed.
Yeah.
That was Dr. Oz's program, Char. I caught part of it where they were talking about it, and he was not in favor at all, and he said, whatever you do, don't ever go in and have both of them done if you're going to have to. If you think you've got to have it done, just do one.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw that, too, but I didn't know if it was. I get them mixed up because I saved Dr. Oz and the doctors. But, yeah, I did see that.
Well, you got a double dose to listen to. I started doing just Dr. Oz a long time ago, and I still have trouble keeping up with
it. Has arrived.
Anyway, who else just joined us?
Hi, it's Jeannie. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the article. I mean, the quote. My gosh, I typed that up and did it in a full page of them, and then I thought, you know what? I need to make a comment on the top of it and say, this came from a friend of mine that attended a, what did you call the meeting you went to?
It was put on by GMO Free Arizona.
Has arrived.
That came from the GMO, non-GMO shopping guide. Where that came from.
Right, but did they mention that? Is that where you got the address for it, or?
Yes, yeah.
It's like, okay, that's,
yeah.
Okay, referenced by that, okay, because I.
And it, the shopping guide was inside the genetic roulette movie. It was packaged inside there when I opened
right.
it up.
I remember seeing that when I got it, yes, I do, but I didn't, you know, I didn't go through it to any, and was that little quote in there too?
Yeah, that was the first little page in there. That was the first topic on the first tip. It was, what is a GMO? And
do you have it
the,
in front of you? Do you want to read it?
Name?
Yes.
I do, actually. I have it right here.
Okay, do it again.
It's introduction and overview. What is a GMO? Genetically modified organisms, GMOs, are made by forcing genes from one species, such as bacteria, viruses, animals, or humans, into the DNA of a food crop or animal in order to introduce a new trait. Like, wow, how
about that? That is so sick. That is so sick. That's all I can think of. What I just repeated. My brain.
I know, who would have ever thought that we would get to that point in our country where stuff like that would happen? I mean, I just can't imagine.
Now, no wonder they want it kept underground till the last minute, because that, if that doesn't make people just want to vomit and, you know, take action, if they're ever going to take action.
Yeah, at all.
You know, I don't think people are realizing the seriousness of it.
I can't get some of my kids to realize it, or grandkids, you know, just don't eat that stuff.
You know, I think, you know, I feel the same way about that I do doing NECAN. It can't really just directly come from us, because we're not experts, and unless we give them something else that either is in print or on a video or something, does anybody else feel that way?
Yes, I do.
I feel like
they don't listen to me.
Yeah, no, they don't. Well, they can't, because we aren't the educator. We're not the experts on it, and with all the stuff that just passes out of people's mouths in casual conversation, that's just another one that, you know, doesn't have anything to it.
That's really funny. You're talking about something that was just on the news last night. It was a farmer, a woman farmer that had a humongous farm somewhere, saying that they had done all the tests and there was absolutely nothing wrong with the GMO, and she was saying they've got a bill out now to prevent from the mandatory thing of putting it on the labels because it would raise everybody's prices and hurt the farmers and all that.
Yes.
What people are probably really seeing is what's on the news, not, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could not believe it.
Yeah, that we're the radicals. We're the radicals that are just, you know, off the deep end, don't know what we're talking about, but the rest of them are educated. Yeah, I'm sure, because they've got to spend the money somewhere to get that stuff going. And also, you know, those people can be very sincere. They can be just at the mercy of who's giving them the information.
Yeah, because they said there were tests done and all this and that. I don't remember what, because I wasn't prepared. You know, I just started listening to it. I didn't have pencil in hand, or I would have written it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're starting to do that in Washington State, especially because of that bill that's coming up or something, or they were voting on it. And so they're really pushing that, oh, this is fine, you know, don't vote against
it. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Not to be the devil's advocate or anything, I'm sure there are people out there, probably more the scientific people, who think, wow, look what we've been able to do.
You're right, Nancy.
You know what one of the gals here said that I was talking about, the GMO, I was telling her about it, and she said, yeah, but look at all the lives it's saving, that people would be starving to death. Yeah.
They will be. They will be one day if they accomplish what they want to accomplish. They'll have total control. I found the article that I had come out on the convenience store just as a, you know, an opposite to that. Somebody trying to make it more convenient and do good and you know, put it in people's hands as far as something that's healthier. And it just... let's see if it gave the merging. I was going to look and see. I didn't really read the whole thing. I just hit the highlights of it, trying to see what they said the size of it was. It's Green Zebra is the name of it. To combine quick and easy with something nutritious. Now, these are, of course, shortcuts, but it can still be a way of getting people at least started on it when they have the habit of going in convenience stores. Hot dogs in a warming tray with a row of snacky processed foods and drinks. Lisa Sedlar had something else in mind. She dreamed for years of opening a chain of convenience stores with a focus on healthy eating, and it was the New Seasons Market on Hawthorne in southeast Portland that finally spurred her into a New Seasons Hawthorne store, a small store, and it really works well, said Sedlar. Who was chief executive of the high-end grocery chain when she opened, when it opened in 2010? That's a little longer that chain has been open. Oh my gosh. It has really grown in our area. It would be like Sprouts, Jeannie. I don't know, maybe you were into New Seasons up here.
No, I don't think I did.
They have a big dining area, a really nice dining area, so people can grab stuff from the deli, go in and sit. And then they even have a training area where they can go in and teach classes. And you can go in and use all the facility, all the condiments are sitting there. So when you pick something up, if you need something else with it or on it, you just, it's just self-service, just help yourself. Actual bottles of stuff that they've got in the store so you can sample it and try it.
Wow.
You know, it's just a really different atmosphere. And there's always somebody mowing around in that area that's like the hostess, or not, I should say always, during the busier times of the day or earlier in the evening, that is there to answer any questions and just visit with you. And I thought, wow, this is all unique. So anyway, the idea of what the original owner created with that, I've got a lot of background noise, and it's my cat that is just squealing like crazy. A little bit of a distraction. Okay, let's see, with 48 employees and $4 million in financing, Settler envisions a bright future. Two Southeast Portland stores in 2014, then expansion in neighborhoods, college campuses, airports across Oregon and Washington. Investors and analysts are optimistic, and the model fits where shoppers are headed. They were to buy 53% of their eating occasions as snacks, and demand is high for 53% of their eating is in snacks. Oh my gosh, for consumers. Oh, that's pathetic. It's high for prepackaged foods, said David Wright, senior marketing manager for Bellevue, Washington consumer research firm, the Hartford Group, including gas sales. Convenience stores represent $348 million in sales each year, according to the Progressive Grocer. Shoppers visit more than one store at a time rather than, anyway, I probably said enough on that subject, but it shows, it's a pretty big spread. It's in the business section. The date on the paper, if you wanted to go back and look at it, it's not that far back, is Sunday, October 6th. Things is how we're only getting a newspaper 3 days a week now, and we are expected to read it on the internet, which is not quite my thing. I think I get enough time on the internet that I really don't want to spend my life there. It seems like there was something else.
There's a whole lot of static going on there.
Oh, I wonder if I'm too close to the computer. I'm going to go change position, see if that helps any. I know all this electronic stuff. I know this.
I hear a dog barking in the background, too.
Oh,
yes, so do I. Is that your cat, Char?
Oh, that was not mine. I think that might be Betty's, maybe. Has anybody else got sticky flies that are coming in from outside?
No.
And is anybody else waiting for the sun to come up earlier in the morning already, like I am?
Oh, yeah. It's hard getting up when it's dark out.
Oh, yeah. You know, especially when you're used to going to bed when it's very dark, or even getting light again, and then needing me coming and going here. No, I'm getting better. So anyway, anybody else have anything else? But I thank you for that recipe. I did find one that came down.
Linda Morris
has arrived.
That is, maybe I've got it too loud. Let me try taking the volume down. So. Any better?
You're sounding better than you were.
Okay. I think it's,
that's
I
better.
Think it's the other machines around giving off that stuff that's in the air from the electronics. Anyway, there was a great recipe, sounding recipe, wild rice stuffed pumpkin. And I need to go get me a small pumpkin so I can give it a trial run before I do it following weekend. And it's got the wild rice blend, it says, so it doesn't have to be straight wild rice. And then spinach and olive oil. It's a Vegetarian Times, and it was sent out. You're on the list to get the little news clip for the categories that you're interested in. It was just Vegetarian Times / actually I saw it twice on there in two different places. wild rice stuffed pumpkin. So you could go to vegetariantimes.com and just put in a request for it. But it really does sound good and sounds very easy. Besides the sliced mushrooms, 6 cups of sliced mushrooms, that's what would hit Denny's hot spot really good. Fresh spinach, a little bit of olive oil, and I think you do the inside of the pumpkin after you scoop it out, and then you bake the whole thing together, and it's got celery beside that, garlic, fresh sage and thyme, and of course you could use dried if you didn't have it. And then corn, kidney beans, I've already got those cooked, pecans, and a 6 to 8 pound pumpkin would serve up nice because it makes its own bowl, of course, and you just cut it off, scrape out the inside and stuff it full and bake it. I don't
think it has arrived.
Rice is pre-cooked. I would think it would have to be 1 pound of rice. Let's see. Try to do this only because of the time element that it will take to put it together. Bottom of the skillet. Yeah, you cook the rice according to pattern. Okay, so the rice is already cooked, and then you put the other stuff in a skillet, saute it for 4 minutes, do it, and anyway, and then bake it in a preheated 350 degree oven for 15 minutes. Bake uncovered 10 to 20 minutes. More. Okay, I think you bake the pumpkin a little bit first, and then you put the stuffing in it. That's what I'm gathering.
Big pumpkin?
Huh?
One big pumpkin?
And not that big. 6 to 8 pounds.
Oh, doesn't seem that'd be cute to do with little acorn squashes and give each person their own half.
Yeah, that would be. I don't know whether they're putting the lid back on the pumpkin when they bake it. Let's see.
Huh.
Yeah, cover it with the top.
Oh.
So you would want to do something a little different with them. Because you wouldn't have a top on them.
No, I would cover them with foil or something.
Yeah, unless you did the other. But this looks so attractive, and then they're scooping it out like they would out of a bowl. And with all the nuts on it, it would make a great cake to a dinner. It would make a great, a great piece. Because ours is always on a counter or on a table. The food's always displayed on a counter or a table, and people go and scoop, dish up the amount they want of what they want. So I think this would be really, really, really fun for a family gathering.
Does it stay stiff,
Oh, yeah, the pumpkin, it's showing the pumpkin whole.
Oh, okay.
It should not, it should have plenty of substance to look the way it's, just crisp. It was originally in the October 2012, magazine on page 71, if anybody's got the old magazines like I do, but I won't go look it up again. It's easier to pull it off the internet. I can forward it the way it is before I've even tried it, so you got time to play with a smaller one for yourself just to get the feel of it, because it goes so much faster when you're cooking it for the second time or the third or the fourth or whatever. So the more you make them, the easier and faster you cook. So it's only the first time through that you have to really pay attention to it, because after that you've done it. So let me go and I will pull that up and try and get that out to everybody that's on the call right now, because I started getting thank you. My list was fairly long, and had started hearing from people I haven't heard from for a long time thanking me for the recipe that I did send down. So anyway, I know they're getting them. Just did one, guys. That was the pozole, and I still didn't get the picture on the way I wanted it, so I didn't redo it, but anyway. Anything else anybody has?
I've got a very busy morning. We still have about 5 minutes left. Comments, questions?
Now, thank you for that pozole recipe.
That's really very easy, and what I like is you've got your soup and salad all in one dish. Just be really generous with the raw veggies, and I'm sure you can probably put other stuff on top of it. I like it specifically with a coarse happy apple. In other words, a little thicker than the angel hair type, because the angel hair just kind of goes into juice real fast if once it begins to get really hot. So I like the, nifty mandolin, I just set it on the really thin side for the radishes, and on the thick side, turn the tray over, it's just the tray that it slides on, to the thick side for the cabbage. So I've got them both done, and it's done in, you know, with that thing, it's done in less than a minute. As far as the shredding of the cabbage and the thing, so that's a Pitsfragini's German style with the V blade. Don't try and use one of those straight bladed ones. Those are a piece of, you know what?
Absolutely.
You've got to have some, you know, a few utensils that really work fast to make your cooking just go crazy when you're in the kitchen, because otherwise. A knife just doesn't cut it all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean,
no pun intended. No pun intended.
Right.
Yes, you sell those mandolins?
We do. We still have a few, I think. We still have a few.
Oh, how much are they?
They're $20.
You know, everything's $20 from GD.
Oh, I like that.
That's a going rate.
Yeah, I would love to order one.
You know,
okay.
I've got two. One that I had in the motorhome, and the reason it was on my mind was because I pulled it out because they were taking the motorhome to show it to somebody, and I said, you know, that stuff's got to come out of there. Oh, there's not that much left in there. Oh, I boxed up like 6 or 8 boxes last night, and I'm going, this is all stuff. Even if I take it to our when we get the apartment finished at the beach that we've got, that'll be private from the rest of the house, so we don't have to worry about getting into our own facility. I said, you know, there's certain things that I use that I just don't want to do without. It took me a long time. I brought one back from Germany and didn't use it for years. And I don't even know why I brought it back, probably because our German friend told me it was something I would like, and never saw it demonstrated, and after I saw Jeannie's demonstrated, I ended up getting the second one and using that also. But it's just, you know, these things that are, and I'm not just trying to pitch this because Jeannie's got them, but once I started using it, I'm still on the most usage has still been on that German one now, and I've been doing it for years and years. And the blades, I don't know how long one of those things would last. It must be forever, practically, unless you break it. But
I have.
Anyway.
I don't have any more of the German ones, but I have a version of it that was made in China. But
well,
it's
isn't
a
that
good.
The white one?
It's a yes. I think it's white, mm-hmm. And it's a good. It's one that I would sell, that I have sold. There are many, many out there that I would never even try to sell because they just don't work very well. So, but if you want the German one, they do have them available at like your kitchen shops, like Williams Sonoma and those places. Kitchen stores have the German burner slicers, V-O-E-R-N-E-R. They go for about $45, maybe $50, and you get other, you know, a couple other things with them. If you want the German one, which in my opinion is the creme de la creme, other than going with a stainless steel one, which is $150 a mandolin, and I like the use of the other one better.
Yeah, so you can, but you know the white one to me, I couldn't see any difference between that, Jeannie, and
yeah.
Yours. Maybe the other things that I got that I didn't
used. You know, I tried them once, and I've got other tools that work equally as well. But yours has the julienne slicer, doesn't it?
Yes, it's got all the same attachments. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different blades. Yeah, because I
thin and thick, and then the. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I use the little matchstick one on that because I just take the carrot and I do it like when I'm doing the veggie wraps and things like that. I just take the carrot and stand it up and do it until I get it down where I need the guard. You do need to use the guard. When I've got the whole long carrot or even a cucumber, to slice it either in thin slices or to do it in the julienne strips, and you got two different sizes of the strips too, don't you?
You have a thick and a thin julienne. They're the julienne blades. I call them the chopping blades, because depending on what you put on there, it'll, like an onion, it would chop it. But if it's a solid food, it'll make a stick out of it.
Well, let me know what it is, and then I'll send you a check, and then if you could maybe mail it to Char, because I'm going to be gone a month.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to get that sent off, so when I do get back, I would have it. That'd be great.
Okay.
It's just
I could bring one to Vegas, but I don't know if you have room flying, if you're flying into Vegas, Char.
We got free luggage, so I'll bring a bigger suitcase, so that would be fine. I can do that.
Okay.
I'll talk to you about it someday, Jean. One of your other attachments.
I'm sorry? Say that again?
Talk to you again about it someday and one of your other attachments.
Okay.
That y'all had and talked about, but I don't have one of them. I don't know what tool it's called.
It's a mandolin. We all call them slicers, but they do more than slice.
Okay.
I know, that's what... we'll do that.
You know, do you have any YouTubes up, Jeannie?
No, I don't. That would be a good idea, but you could probably type it in and see a YouTube demonstration, I bet you. I don't know if Ricky's doing one.
Well.
I'll look around and see, and I'll let you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the demo's worth a million words.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
The name of it again. How did you spell it? You did it real fast.
Well, the V-shaped blade is what we're after. We call them V-slicer, like V as in vegetable. But the real name of the type of utensil is a mandolin, M-A-N-D-O-L-I-N, I believe is how you spell it.
Just like an actual mandolin, then.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Yeah, there's a demo on YouTube, Ricky said. All kinds of demos on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Type in V slicer. He said. He's the YouTube king more than I am.
You have your products on YouTube? You could have a whole new
Well, somebody does. Somebody already has them on there. We're not the only ones that sell them. We used to be, but not anymore with the advent of TV and have them. And the German one, we don't sell it anymore is because it's too expensive to sell, and the average person at a show would spend $20 for something they've never tried before, and we'd have to sell it for $40 or $50. My original one for 20 years, probably. So.
Hi. You can always start out with with Jeannie.
I won't be alive in another 2 years.
Well, and there's some good ones. So, some that we've tried.
20 years is only into the 90s. You know, you're not.
I have a time set in my head.
120?
120? No, Oh my God.
So, you know, you're way off. You're
I just remember my dad when he got to be 93 and he says, there's nobody left.
Oh yeah, there's lots of people left. It depends on who you're with.
Yeah, I met his friends. It was terrible to see that happen to him.
No. You got your kids, you got your grandkids, you got your great grandkids, and you got your great, 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 great. No, anyway.
Oh, let me say one real quick thing. That I got this email yesterday, but carry your keys in your hand and put them by your bed when you go to bed at night. Because if anybody ever tries to break in, or if you're on your way to or from your car, hit the panic button if anybody ever approaches you dangerously.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow, that's a great idea.
If you're close enough to your car, you know, you have to be in a fairly close proximity for that to go off.
Well, a lot of times, mm-hmm. if somebody's going to come up and approach you, it's near your car.
Oh, yes, outside. You're right. Definitely. I always do that because I don't want to be fumbling for them at the door. I learned that when I was a teenager.
Oh, and it says that noise will scare them off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Or you can always jab them. That was a great idea.
You can always jab them with the key.
Grandkid.
That's what I was thinking, jab them with the key.
Yeah, I carry it I put it in the palm of my hand with it sticking out between my fingers.
Go for the eyes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tell you.
Yeah, after you hit the panic button, I'd want all everything going for me.
Well, guys, it's been a fun call, and I need to run and make it an absolutely incredibly healthy weekend. And Vance is on tomorrow, and I'm trying to think who. Don't worry about that, Murray. I'm trying to think who is who's on with him. Does anybody remember?
He's going to be talking about the demonstrates.
Yeah, he's talking about the demonstration.
Yeah, that's right. I did read it. I was like, okay, bring it. That's why I can remember. Pull up who it was. But anyway, I know we'll get some more tips on it, and I know he's obviously had some more testimonies because he's been running that one pair all over the country here, not leaving him very long with anybody from what I've heard, even though they faked him. So, anyway, we don't have long to wait. I'm expecting it, because that's the word I got on it, is expect it. So, expect good, okay. And you'll get it. Anyway.
Thank you.
Make it a great day. Thank you for your input.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.